This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Saturday night, violinist David Fellberg helps the New Mexico Philharmonic bring to a conclusion its inaugural season at Popejoy Hall. Guest conductor Yuriel Segal leads the orchestra in a program of Russian music. And David will be the soloist on a great work from the Soviet era, the Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1. David Fellberg is with us this morning at KUNM. David, welcome.
Thank you.
The Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1 is a work you have been anxious to perform for quite a while now.
It actually goes back to, I think, when I was 19 years old and I heard it for the first time. And I was just so taken with the piece. It had such an incredible emotional quality to it. I mean, it was just on fire, actually, for me. And so I got the music and I took it to my teacher, and he had never played it before, and he said, just go ahead, see what you can make out of it. And so I worked on it and played it for some student recitals and things like that, but always had, you know, the desire to play it with an orchestra. The orchestra part is so involved and so interesting, the orchestration of it. So I'm just thrilled.
Shostakovich wrote the concerto for violinist David Oestreich. Mm-hmm. Oestreich described the violin part as a Shakespearean role, which I think is wonderful.
It is a great description. I mean, where he's coming through is, I think, the drama of it all. And the way that, if you could call the violin the main character, changes throughout the entire piece. Starts off in the first movement. It's very personal and it's very inward nocturne, and it lasts a good 9 minutes, and it's a lot of searching and insecurity and unsure, and that gives way to the second movement, which is this incredible whirlwind of release. It's a scherzo, and it's manic in nature. It is so completely the opposite of the first movement. You know, that could be part of the Shakespearean thing too, is these two different characters, one on the outside, one on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then it turns to a very solemn march-like Passacaglia, which is a Renaissance or a Baroque form in which the bass line is repeated over and over again. He used that form in several of his other pieces. The violin plays this really haunting, incredible melody over this Passacaglia, of course, building up to an incredible climax. And then there's the release of that climax going into a solo cadenza, like a soliloquy almost, which lasts a good 5 minutes. It's a real tour de force in many ways for the violinist, both technically and to keep the drama going. And then that is completely released into the final movement, which he calls burlesque, right. And which is really what it's like. I mean, it's just a whirlwind, crazy finale, fast and furious, and it's incredible.
This piece was written during a time of extreme suppression, mm-hmm. particularly for musicians and particularly for Shostakovich. Mm-hmm. Does that knowledge inform how you perform this piece, David?
It does, yeah. I mean, I think he was afraid of, you know, he re-opus numbered the concerto. He wrote it, put an opus number on it, but then he put it away. He was afraid that it was too radical for what the government might have thought. You know, there's a lot of despair, but there's also a lot of hope and a lot of comedy and a lot of drama. And there's basically everything in there. So that's kind of why they call him the Russian Beethoven, is because Beethoven was the same way. He put the entire experience of humanity into his music. So in terms of the times, I think it heightens your awareness of playing some of those moments of despair. If you know that he's writing this under quite a lot of duress, I think you will play it differently.
David Fellberg is the soloist on the Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1, Saturday night at 6 at Popejoy Hall, the finale of the New Mexico Philharmonic's inaugural season. It also includes music by Mussorgsky and Borodin. For tickets, call 925-5858 or go to unmtickets.com. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.